Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, the more you listen, the more there is to like about new Hoosier football coach Kurt Cignetti. National Letter Signing Day Wednesday, and Coach Kurt and his new staff, well, they're flipping everything, boy. Recruits, narratives, and flat hope for the future. And as he was mentioning to us Wednesday,
I would call this 20 days of 4th and 1, but it was crunch time. It had to be done. I think we got a lot done. We started building some momentum about 7-8 days ago. Never pleased, but this roster is going to look a lot different in January when the players come back. We signed 31 players. We're going to announce all but seven. Seven are playing in bowl games. They're all transfers. We'll announce them after their bowl game. But we've got, I think, the right guys off the bus, right guys on the bus, adding to the bus, and it's going to change the complexion of this football team.
Right guys on the bus. Love that. Stocking stuffer thought for Christmas? How about the 8-game season ticket for this new era, this new culture of Coach Sig football? Hoosiers back at work tonight, 8:30. Big Ten Network. I don't know how feisty the Lions will be from North Alabama. Let's hope for a better start for the Hoosiers tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
How feisty will the Lions of North Alabama be tonight? Well, Hoosier fans are hoping their favorite team answers the bell this evening at 8:30 inside Simon Scott Assembly Hall, and so does a certain head coach.
You know, our fans don't come out to see stuff like that. You playing this game of basketball, and especially when you playing here at home, you know, you should never have highs and lows like that. You know, the Kansas game was a great game. You know, I thought we did a lot of good things in that game, but we just fell short. That doesn't mean you come back the next game and lay an egg to start the game. That's, you know, that's unacceptable. And that's on me, man. I mean, I just got to keep working as a coach to get them better, to make sure that we don't put ourselves in that position again.
Hopefully that won't be the case. Indiana hasn't had really a lopsided victory. The margin of victory over Harvard was 13 points, but again, that was at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. They've beat Maryland back on December 1st inside Simon Scott by 12 points, and that's been it. They've all been tough at home. We'll see what happens tonight with North Alabama. A couple of 7-7 clubs are Thursday night NFL game, Saints and the Rams. Pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.